There is one technique which, when used consistently in the morning, can systematically take us to our ideal life. Now, many people who practice law of attraction and manifestation complain that these principles do not work for them. And even if it works in some areas at some times, but not always. Now, why is this the case? And what is the fundamental understanding that these superficial principles of law of attraction and manifestation are missing? Now, I studied law of attraction, manifestation, and all these personal development concepts for more than a decade, starting from simple teachings on thoughts and emotions to the advanced philosophies like reality transurfing. I went through a decade-long journey of self-improvement. But when I discovered the ancient Advaita Vedanta, everything shifted and nothing came close to explaining this reality like Vedanta did. The ancient Upanishads time and again tell us that you are it, Tattvamasi. You are everything and whatever you are looking for is within you. Even Jesus Christ said the same thing. He said, "The kingdom of God is within, and seek the kingdom of God and everything else will be added on to you." Now, what are these teachings telling us? And what are we missing here? We will explore all this and we will also go through a strong guided process that you can make use of starting from today, every single morning. All of this will be covered by the end of the video. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other teachings from ancient India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Now, first, let us discuss the foundational understanding that most people miss when they approach these teachings and what we need to understand before we move towards our ideal life. When people study law of attraction and manifestation, they jump straight to visualization and affirmations without preparing their awareness to receive and without the primary understanding of what reality is and who they are. We call this unconscious creation. This creates a mismatch between the limited awareness and unlimited desires. It is like trying to download a massive file on an old dial-up internet. And here let's discuss the process that we call life visioning in Advaita conscious society. And let us decode this life visioning process before we get to the actual practice. There are three simple steps to life visioning. Step one is awareness expansion. Step one is not about manifesting anything. Step one is not about affirming anything. And it is not even about asking for something. But step one is simply about a recognition of who we are. It is about becoming aware of the awareness that we are and expanding that recognition and deepening that recognition. This is a crucial step to manifest our ideal life before we begin anything else. And step two is what we call visioning, which will start after we are established in the awareness and after we have expanded our awareness. And step three is about anchoring the bhava, where we take our state of being, which is the mental state and emotional state put together, to a heightened state which is compatible with our ideal identity or ideal swabhava or ideal life, and we anchor it within our awareness. And after we complete this process successfully, our job is to maintain this ideal bhava as much as possible. And after that, like the saying goes, yad bhavam tad bhavati. However our state of being is, such a life we manifest for ourselves. So this is a very powerful exercise, and yet it is very simple. It simply takes 7 minutes for you to achieve this and anchor your bhava to its highest level every single morning. Now, regular visualization comes from the limited egoic mind, while life visioning process focuses on expanded consciousness. The approach is totally different and the results are completely different. While law of attraction is about unconscious creation, life visioning is a tool of conscious creation. This works because when we expand our awareness and when we recognize the infinite potential within, however superficially at first and however limitedly at first, it is still a very powerful exercise. That place of awareness doesn't have any limiting beliefs, any kind of false identifications or false sense of limitations. So when we go to that place before we even envision our lives, it becomes a powerful foundation for us to manifest our ideal lives. And remember here, as you practice this, you are not imagining something here. From that place of awareness, you are living a new reality. There is no sense of time in awareness, in consciousness. Time is an artificial construct of the mind. So from that first step, when we begin to visualize and envision our ideal life, it is always very important to remember that time is a construct of the mind. And at that place, during the process, we are simply living that reality here and now. We are anchoring that bhava, that state of being here and now. And when we actually do this right, nothing is impossible, and whatever our ideal life is, it will eventually show itself to us. Now with that, let us get into the process of life visioning. Sit straight, pay attention to this, and let us begin.
Namaste and welcome to the ACS Life Visioning Meditation. Please close your eyes. Sit straight and take a deep breath in. Hold it for a second. Slowly let go through your mouth and relax. So, you will slowly breathe in through your nose. You will take a deep breath and you will breathe in as much as possible, and then you will hold it for a second, and slowly and steadily in a single flow you will release the breath through your mouth and relax. Let's do this again. Deep breath in. Hold it. Let go and relax. Take a deep breath in one more time. Hold it. Let go and relax completely. First, be aware of your body. Be aware of the boundaries of your body. Try to feel and experience the body. Just witness the body. Now, expand your awareness. Be aware of your entire space, the entire room in which you are sitting in. Just bring the entire room within your awareness. Now, bring the entire planet in your awareness. Just imagine the entire planet in your awareness. Now expand your awareness infinitely. Just be aware of that infinite blackness, absolute nothingness. Just be aware of the awareness. witness the infinite blackness. Now, from this infinite perspective, visualize your ideal life. Think about what your ideal life would be in the next 10 years. If there were no limitations, no restrictions, no boundaries, or nothing holding you back, what would your ideal life look like? See this, visualize this, feel this. How would you spend your day? What would you be working on? How would your finances be? How would your relationships be with yourself and with the world? How would your health be, and how would your spiritual grounding and inner peace be? Go through a day in your ideal life. What would be your purpose? Think without any limitations whatsoever. How are you interacting with the world? How are you conducting yourself? How clear, composed, fulfilled, and abundant are you? See your ideal life in this infinite awareness. Now pay attention to the feeling that you're feeling. This is the bhava, your state of being. What are the emotions that are going through your awareness in your ideal life? Pay attention to these emotions and intensify them. Make it 5 times more intense, whether it is joy, whether it is peace, whether it is fulfillment, whether it is calmness. Make it 100 times more, 1,000 times more. Feel this completely. Allow yourself to be in this ideal bhava completely. Soak in this bhava. Now slowly, very slowly, you can open your eyes.